Good morning. We're learning Chayodam Hilchos Tefillin, Klal Yudalet. We're holding in Simen Hay. Mitzvah Shiyu Habatim Shcharis. The mitzvah is that the batim should be black. We'll see that Iran in Simen Zion that he says Ritzuas have to be black. The Talachol Moshe Mesinai. And that's clear according to everybody that the Ritzuas are Talachol Moshe Mesinai that they have to be black. The batim, the actual batim of the Tefillin, this is going to be a machlokes whether it's halacha Moshe Mesinai or just a preferred in halacha. It's a mitzvah. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Chayyadim following the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is that it's not a halacha Moshe Mesinai, which means it would be ma'akeh b'di'evit, but it's a mitzvah to do so, and for b'di'evit it's going to be kosher. Mr. Brewer is going to bring that the Gra and others hold that it's halacha Moshe Mesinai, and therefore a person should be very careful about making sure that the batim are black just as well as the ritzuas being black, because there is, according to them, there's halacha Moshe Mesinai. But the Mr. Brewer himself, even after saying that, seems to say that in the case of a bidi yevet, we'd be somech on the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah that leads to bidi yevet. You could argue some arguments of sveik sveikas, etc., possibly, and therefore it's just a language. It's just so better to say that it's a very strong lechatchila. A person has to make sure that they're black, because you have a suffix, you're not going to be yotzei. In the b'di'evit, you have a sveik sveik, and you'd rely on that. B'pshita sheyidat shashin yehi shachar yeshar mem duhalachol moshe mesinai. Even if you said the whole bayis is not halachol moshe mesinai, there's the Yeshar Mem that the shin has to be halachol moshe mesinai. Now, when we say that it has to be black, what does this mean? And the Mishnah Berurah follows the Chayyadim in this point and says the following. V'amnam hashachris yirak b'tzeva shachar shein b'mamish klal. You have to dye the... It's not putting a glaze on top of it, but rather the tefillin itself should become blackened. You want it to be absorbed into the leather. That's how I say that they should blacken my tefillin, members of my household, and all those who listen to me. Those who blacken it by putting on a layer, so a glanz was a layer on top, and it's not thick enough that you can peel it off. It doesn't peel. Even though you would scrape it off, little pieces would fall. It'll fall off in pieces. It won't peel off in a layer. I cannot prove to you that is possible. I'm not happy about it, but we would have to assume that is kosher. However, that which they have now a new approach to this. Shani kalafti kol aglant min abayis. This was a command that you're a shocker, nearly the puzzle. But if you can peel it off as a separate layer, which is lying on top of the tefillin, so it's not really absorbed into the tefillin. You haven't made the tefillin black. You put a blackening on top of the tefillin, and the proof is that you can peel it off as its own separate layer, and the batim are left beneath, which not being black. So the halacha is that will be puzzle. Because going. So the point that he's saying over here is this is a machlokes between the Noda Behuda, which says that it's kosher, and the base mayor that says that it's possible. And the base mayor of the Noda Behuda had tshuvas about this, and the Chayodim, who was a Talmud of the Noda Behuda, is actually going to follow the base mayor in this point and say that it is possible. So the Mishnah Berurah passing like this as well, that the blackening that you want in your tefillin is a blackening which will absorb in, or at best, it'll be, better, at least, if it's not absorbed in, it's going to at least sit on top, but not become a thick layer which can be peeled off. Most of the standard blackening which we use after the surfrim make it, but what you buy to paint on, does not come off in its own layer, it just peels off in little pieces. And actually, some of it might get absorbed into the leather as well after it sits there for a while. So that for sure would be good. We want to point out one thing, which we'll see again when we get to the Simen Zayin, is that the blackening has to be done lishma. And that lishma means over here that the person says, l'shem kedushas tefillin, or at least thinks it before he puts it on. So he's doing it for the purpose of blackening the tefillin, that they should be kosher. So it says he thinks the shame kedushas tefillin. If it's not lishma, we'll talk about, we get the Siman Zayim. Have a good day.